Macmillan Audio presents 100 Suns by Karen Tanabe. Read for you by Angela Daw and Emily Ellett. One. Jesse, November 20th, 1933. The House of 100 Suns. That's what my taille called it. The first time he ferried me to the train station, in a black Delay 134 as polished as a gemstone, he slowly circled the building, avoiding the raw-boned rickshaw drivers. I craned my neck, watching as the car's exhaust left a trail behind us like a mollusk's track, and tried my best to concentrate on his words, not the quick tempo of my heart.
"When I was young,"
Lang explained, moving his white-gloved hands to the top of the large metal steering wheel.
"The government posted hand-painted advertisements all over the city, boasting that railroad construction was booming, and that one day the country would have 100 train stations. I promised myself that I would visit every single one in my lifetime. There were several versions of the advertisement, with different stations featured, but all of them had a bright, many-rayed sun painted at the top."